Oops, I had it, and then it went away.
What?
God damn it.
Damn it all. Motherfucker.
Fucker.
What the fuck? So we're going to get emails today? Or
yeah.
A particular topic? Or
well, okay. We got an email that's called Horrible Advice.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Are they yelling at us for giving them horrible advice?
No, they're mad at somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
All
right,
cool.
Hey, everybody. It's Dawn.
And this is Dylan.
And this is Sex Gets Real.
Yes, it does.
With Dylan's official, super official last episode.
Official as 101.
Yeah.
Episode 101.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's perfect. You're going out on triple digits. That's pretty
Boom.
Amazing. And then when you're back, you'll be a celebrity guest.
Yes.
Co-host.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
I'll be a celebrity guest.
You'll be a celebrity guest.
Like a celesbian guest.
A celesbian guest.
Yes.
You need some type of patch or sash.
You're like, by the way, people, tonight we have a guest. A celesbian guest.
Dylan.
You're going to love our surprise celesbian guest. And then I'll be like, hey.
Hi.
And then I'll be like, oh my God, it's
Dylan. I know.
I know, right?
Yep. Seriously.
So, okay, see, I told you it was going to come
back. Okay, we did it.
Just be quiet. Okay. And we also hit like 2 years.
Yeah, we did.
So boom.
We're a little over
triple
2 years.
Digit episode, a couple weeks over our 2 year anniversary.
Yeah.
And
it's been amazing.
It has.
And I
hope that this show goes on to be amazingly successful for
it's
you
gonna be.
As I come back and forth on guesting.
Yeah, I'm in talks with Margaret Cho. I'm in talks with Jessica Drake, the porn star.
I'm in talks with
a couple of people from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some big folks on over the next couple months.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody needs to keep listening, even though Dylan won't be here. But she'll be here in spirit.
I'll be here in spirit.
Yeah, with a butt plug in your ass.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, if people just want to remember me and think of me as having, like, awesome butt sex.
Yep.
And just...
That's your legend.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what made you a celesbian.
I just love it. I don't know how else to say.
I just love it.
I just love it.
I wish you could see her hands. They're
My
like
hands
up,
are like...
And the fingers are spread. It's just like, I just love it.
I mean, it's like, I like front sex too, but yeah. I just love
the love butt the sex. Back sex.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, I just think that if people really actually love anal sex, that they should just be free to admit it.
Yeah, I agree.
Some people are like, oh, it's so taboo.
Mm.
No, just fuck
the ass.
Fuck the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm
and not
giving
like,
it or
not like
taking it
fuck the
or
ass
whatever.
Like in a go
in
away
a
dismissive
yeah.
way, but like no, in a literal,
literal way.
Put something in it.
Put something in it.
What? Right. We got this email and the subject is horrible advice.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hey, D&D. I love the podcast and think you give amazing advice and are so open and honest about everything. So I just had to share this with you. I was listening to a different podcast, Anna Faris Unqualified. It's where she has a guest and they give unqualified advice to callers. Usually it's not that bad of advice, but this one episode had me in a rage.
Is it actually Anna Faris?
Yes.
The comedian?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay.
It was episode 13 with guest Adam Carolla.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't he the douchebag man show guy or something?
He's from Sex with Dr. Drew. Yeah.
I mean, he's a douche, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, it says around 45 minutes in case you want to listen, which you should, the caller has an issue with her husband wanting to watch her have sex with other guys, which is cuckolding, so fine. Well, it doesn't have to be cuckolding, but that's a very common theme. Anyway, so her husband wants to watch her having sex with other guys. The first thing Adam says is that it's a trap and her husband most likely wants out of the marriage.
Wow.
Now, I'm not 100% traditional, but even I think that's complete bullshit. They gave this poor woman the worst advice and tell her that her husband pretty much doesn't want her anymore because if he did, he would want to have sex with her and not watch others have sex with her. Anyways, I really think you should listen to the episode because it really upset me. Just because it's not monogamous doesn't mean there's no love there. So I just needed to get that off my chest. Much love from the Midwest. So I totally agree. I think that's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
It's total bullshit. And, you know, I think, yeah. I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with the type of marriage that her and her husband have.
Yeah.
He might just think that she's so unbelievably hot that watching other people have sex with her would be like watching real life porn.
Right.
And
like,
that
that's right.
Really
My
hot.
Wife is fucking hot. You want to fuck her?
That's
yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's fucking hot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But she's mine, motherfucker. So
that's
when
right.
you're not fucking her, just get the fuck out because yep. she's mine.
She's,
but right now, she's fucking you and it's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm totally down with that.
I know.
I mean, speaking from like literal experience, like mm-hmm. I had, you know, when we had our play friend, mm-hmm. Rick, my wife, up until the very end, like never had sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
But she totally got off on watching me have sex with him.
Yeah.
And nowhere ever in my mind did I ever think that she loved me less because
right.
she allowed me or whatever
right.
was okay with the fact that I was having sex with Rick.
Right.
Like it didn't like never entered our relationship discussion at all.
Yeah.
In fact, she was like, I know like that's what you love and it was just hot watching you.
Yeah.
You know? And that's
right.
That was like, what the fuck, people?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Fuck that douchebag.
I agree. I think, well, sure. So if the name of the show is Unqualified, well, then they certainly are.
Yeah.
Because that poor woman, I just wish there was a way to reach out to her and tell her.
Like, lady.
Like, that's complete and utter bullshit. I mean, it's two separate issues, having a marriage issue and having a husband who wants mm-hmm. to watch you have sex with other people. And
yeah.
they may be related, but it doesn't mean that they are.
No. And in fact, maybe they're like having such a great relationship that they're able to talk about it openly with each other.
Right.
That they would like to explore their sexuality and
yep.
their sex with others.
Yep.
You know? What the
exactly.
fuck? And maybe she was just confused and she's like, what do you guys think about that? But then she obviously asked the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like, my husband would really love to watch me have sex with somebody else. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Who? Which
Who?
Ones?
Yep.
Did you pick
yeah.
somebody out for me?
Do you have one?
Let
because
me see.
Because I could certainly find a
yeah.
few really fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
So we got another email from our listener, Amy, and I actually did reply to her because
mm-hmm.
her email just touched me and I really wanted to offer some advice to her.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I replied, I still want us to talk about it here because
okay.
I think there's lots of other people that probably have this issue.
Okay.
Getting past the gag.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It says, hi, Dawn and Dylan. I'm new to listening to your podcast, and I love it. I'm a 27-year-old from Ohio, and I have many questions, but I'll start out with this one. Self-conscious is always an issue for me, and I'm not very open to trying new things when it comes to sex. I don't know if it has to do with me getting taken advantage of by past boyfriends or just me being naturally self-conscious, but my fiancé would love for me to give him blowjobs. I have it in my head that blowjobs are gross, and I have a very sensitive gag reflex. So when I start to give him a blowjob, within 2 minutes, I'm gagging. I've tried numbing mints, the numbing spray, but they aren't helping all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just really want to be able to give him this pleasure without getting grossed out. Do you have any suggestions or products that I can do or try that would help? Amy.
Hmm.
So.
And I didn't mean to laugh, but Wow, it looks like she's making an effort.
I agree. That's important.
Yeah.
And I in my reply to her, I told her that back in the day, there was definitely a long period of time when I thought blowjobs were really gross, too.
Mm.
You know, like there
when
was
I was
just,
younger.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, there was just something to me really gross about, like,
but
you
does
just
she think
peed
she,
out of that, and
but
now
is it,
it's going in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Does, but now, yeah, does... Okay, is it because it's just like big and she just has a gag reflex, or is she gagging because she thinks it's gross?
My guess is that she has a sensitive gag reflex, but then because she's grossed out, it's making it worse.
Oh.
That's my guess. And frankly, like the numbing sprays are fun for bachelorette parties and stuff, but to me, that's not something that you want to pull out every time you want to give a blowjob.
Uh-huh.
Finding a way to learn to love it,
yeah.
I think, is definitely something that's possible. You know, I have a pretty sensitive gag reflex, and
mm-hmm.
I've been practicing getting better with it, and I am getting better with it,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely takes practice, and so here's the thing. I'm friends with this gay man who
mm-hmm.
listens to our show. So hello, gay friend, you know who you are. And a few years ago, I was asking him, because he's had sex with a lot of people
mm-hmm.
and he's like super handsome and has like all this yummy sex with all these hookups or whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves the dick, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so I asked him, like, Do you still gag when you're giving blowjobs? Or have you just given so many blowjobs that that's not a thing for you anymore and you have zero gag reflex? And he was like, oh God, no, I still gag. Mm. And he said that a lot of times it has to do with him being in his head, where if he's in his head thinking about the fact that he's giving a blowjob, uh-huh. it'll start to close his throat up and he won't be able to take very much. Whereas if he's just totally lost in the moment and not thinking about it, he can actually take way more down his throat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that actually made me feel a lot better about the fact that I sometimes really super gag during blowjobs.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times it's because as soon as the reel starts of how much further can I take this before I choke, can I still breathe? Oh God, this is way deeper than I thought it would. If those thoughts are going through my head at all, I just start gagging even if it's only a couple inches in my mouth.
Mm.
Whereas if I'm super focused on him and I'm like licking and kissing and he's making these amazing sounds and I'm like so focused on giving him this pleasure that I'm not at all focused on my experience and I'm just focused on him, I can like get my lips down to his tummy. You know, and like take the whole thing down my throat. Now, it might only be for a couple of seconds.
Right, right, right.
But there's a big difference between me thinking about the blowjob and me doing the blowjob.
Right.
You know, and so I think that's a big thing too. And also, I think there's this myth because of how porn blowjobs happen that if you're giving a blowjob, you pretty much have to like jump off of a high dive and land on the cock and it's going all the way down your throat and coming out your ass.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody's a deep throater. Everybody is like really noisy and
they
loud
like doing
about
that
it.
Gag thing.
Right.
Like they love to do the whole gag and like the drool and all the saliva and shit coming
and
out.
And not everybody likes that.
No, and I think that's just for porn. Like,
yeah, and some people
you can be
do
pleasant
like
and sexy
that.
About it and you can just be at the head.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. You know, like, you get to give a blowjob however your body is capable of giving a blowjob. And if you find a way that you feel good about it, and he's enjoying what you're doing, who cares if it's more than just the head?
Right.
You know, you've got hands.
Right. Nobody's saying you need a deep throat to call it a blowjob. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or like one of the things that, oh my God, when I had my sex toy business, my number one selling toy was the silicone masturbator sleeve.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was maybe only like 4 inches. Uh-huh. And so
that's like the thing that you put on the dick and make
it, like, you just slide it up and down so it feels like a hand job.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I would demo for them is if you slide the masturbator sleeve all the way on the dick so that the head pops out the one side, you just lick the head while you're, like, stroking the masturbator, and it feels amazing.
There you go.
You know? So, I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can incorporate an oral exchange with a penis without you having to take this cock all the way down your throat. You know, that's just a byproduct of porn.
Right.
It's all about what feels good to him. So maybe it's using two hands up and down his shaft while just your lips are teasing the head. Or maybe your tongue is just circling the head while your hands are doing whatever.
Right.
You know, or maybe you're using a toy on him or a vibrator. Like, we learned recently that someone really likes the wand being used on him while I'm doing the job. So, you know, I mean, like, you can try different toys.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the key for me when it comes to blowjobs is don't try to give the blowjobs you see in porn.
Yeah.
Just do whatever feels right with your mouth on his dick and see if he likes it.
Right.
And then that's a success to me. How do you like giving blowjobs?
I don't have a problem with it. I was, when I was younger, I was like, ew, gross, like you said. Like, I was like, ew. The same thing. Like, pee comes out of there. But then I'm like,
and then it shoots at you.
Yeah, and then I never really thought about it. I'm like, ew, like, you're going to put your mouth on my pussy? Like, pee comes out. You know, it was like, when you're younger, you don't understand that shit or whatever. And then it was like, and then I think I had this nasty aversion to giving blowjobs at all because, like, my prom date was a total asshole and he, like, pushed my head down to his dick and I was like, no, fuck you. Like, okay, this date is so over.
Yeah.
Not my prom date. It was, like, for homecoming or some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was like, no. And I think after that I was just, like, totally turned off by blowjobs.
Yep.
And I never really willingly even gave them to my husband. I mean, he kind of, you know, when I was married to a man, that it was just one of those things that I just wasn't big into.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, like, after him that I didn't care. Like, I was like, okay, this, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like I chose to do it on my own.
Exactly.
And then it was like, this is kind of fun.
Yep.
And then I just kind of have fun with it, whether I know if I'm doing it good or not, right, or whatever.
You're
I'm just like,
fun.
I'm having fun. Yeah. And you just figure out what your gag point is or whatever. But mm-hmm. it was not.
Yeah.
And now it's not a big deal, whatevs.
Well, and I mean, like, one of the things that Sonny Megatron and Ken Melvoin Berg said in the interview that I did with them for the summit was they teach this blowjob class. That's mm-hmm. like the ultimate guide to blowjob kind yeah. of thing. And one of the things that's unique about the class is they teach the receiver how to receive a blowjob. Like, how to be a good receiver. Because most people don't think about that. But right. one of the other things that they talk about is, like, enthusiasm, time and again, is what gets shown in studies as being what makes for a great blowjob. If you want to be down there, if you show on your face, like, I want to be down here near your dick, I want to be rubbing this on my lips, I want to be touching you, even if you're not taking it all the way into your mouth, just the fact that you, like, want to right. be rubbing their genitals on your face, and you want that dick, you know, just, like, rubbing across your tongue, I mean, that's hot as hell, you know? I mean, like, just to have somebody down between your legs and be like, oh, God, I can't. The way you smell turns me on much. I mean, they didn't even fucking touch me. They just said that I smell amazing, you know, and that's hot. So I think you can totally use that to your advantage of you don't have to be, like, winning the deep throat contest at, like, your local porn shop. You just do whatever works for you and then
play with his balls. Lick his balls, you know? Just lick the head. Lick the
Put
shaft.
Put a finger in his ass if he likes that.
Totally.
You know? And then all you have to do is, like, lick the shaft with a finger in his ass. He might love that.
Oh, my God. That might just, like, be the end of it. Like,
oh, my God, yeah.
I'm totally just gonna lick your head with my tongue. I'm gonna go around and round.
Yes.
Slip little.
Little finger up in
little
there.
Finger up in
be
there.
Like, boop, boop.
And then just watch out because it's gonna come all over
all
your face.
All over your face. Yes. Right. And that could be another thing that you incorporate into the blowjob.
Unless that makes her gag, too.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're worried about him coming in your mouth, that can be a discussion you have, too. Of, I'm not sure I'm ready for you to come in my mouth, but it's okay if you want to come on my chin or on my tits or on my neck, you know, and that's definitely something I incorporate all the time.
Right.
It's like, when you're ready, let me know. I want to see you come all over me.
Right.
You know, and that kind
such
of
an
like,
animal.
I know, that like kind of filthy talk really gets him going, and so, and that's a fun thing that we've incorporated. So you can also play with that too. You know, maybe let him come all over you and just talk really dirty, and then you don't have to worry about him coming in your mouth.
Yep.
And that's another way to avoid some stuff that sometimes people don't like.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot all at once. It's just like, whoa.
That's
a lot all at once. Because my cum just goes, you know, it's like trickles out over a long period of time.
But with guys, it's like,
she's like, bam!
Bam!
Take all of it!
And like, ow, my eye.
Yeah.
That shit hurts.
I know. Don't get it in your eye. I've never had cum in my ear, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. Not I've definitely gotten it stuck in my hair.
That's a hot mess.
That is literally a hot mess.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've had it all over my bra and then gone shopping. Yeah. And had it on clothes. And, yeah, pretty much everywhere else.
Okay.
Just not in your eye.
No.
That's awful. Well, I think then we're at the end of our episode, Hickey. So, if everybody wants to go to sexgetsreal.com, you can email us anonymously or shoot us a text message. We'd love hearing from you.
Yes.
Be sure to go to iTunes to leave us a review if you're so inclined. And,
yes, please.
Yes. And if you all have any messages that you want me to pass along to Dylan, be sure to email me or call. You can find all that information on sexgetsreal.com, and I will happily pass those along to Dylan for you, too. So thank you so much for being my co-host for the last 101 episodes.
Yes, it's been a fun ride. Like
and
I said, it's been a blast.
We can't wait for you to be our lesbian guest. Yes. Our celebrity lesbian.
I will definitely be back.
That's
for a guest host.
Although, is Margaret Cho a lesbian or is she just queer?
She's just queer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
she's
like,
a fag hag.
So we can't be like.
Does she still call herself a fag hag?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
I know she did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Right
so,
on.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, everybody. I will talk to you next week with a guest co-host. And sweet. Yeah, let us know if you have any questions or stories. This is Dawn.
And this is Dylan. Love you all.
And this is Sex Gets Real.